In the Indian Ocean, a garden is being grown underwater. These conservationists spend most of their days nurturing and tending to corals that have been damaged. The fishing community of Kuruwitu has set aside this space to save struggling corals and bring them back to life. Ledama Masitsa is one environmentalist who's helping.
With this loss of coral, you're also looking at wave action, you know, for example, from things like tsunamis and other high tide action. That goes away, putting coastal communities and settlements at risk.
25% of the world's marine life lives among coral reefs rooted to the ocean floor. These corals are dead. You can tell from their color. It's going to take many years to replant others, and repairing the damage that has been caused is hard work.
Being able to take our artificial reefs that we've designed, carry them into the water, clean those, observe, look at the health as they're growing. So it's an everyday thing. It's intensive.
It's been 6 years since people here started restoring life in these waters. They say they're now seeing more fish, and businesses are doing better.
Sometimes I catch 4 octopus. It takes me a while because I have to rush to beat the high tide. On average, I make about $10 a day.
Many of those who tend the garden are former fishermen. They say what they're doing is working. Tourist numbers are rising. And their community is thriving. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Kilifi County.